The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3. It's me, DDP.
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world.
How you know?
I love kickball.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
I'm trying to have a peaceful talk show, right? I'm not trying to have one of these talk shows at all that end in brawls and fights and everything like that.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
I knew you'd come.
And welcome to the Rack Extra, Total Bellas. That's right, new season, new show, new Rack Extra. I'm your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We are here. This is a special edition of the Rack Extra because we have something very special for all of you.
That's right. Like I said, it's a new season, and it's a new show, and well, we just had to do something special. We told you about it Thursday on the Rack. If you missed the show, well, good thing you're here, because we have a little semi-surprise for everybody.
That we do, because this is the Rock Extra Total Bellas. We have the stars of Total Bellas, Bree and Nikki. They will both be on this special edition of the Rack right here today.
But before we go to the break, we need to talk about the upcoming season ourselves, because there's some fun things, some interesting things, and some not so fun things going on in this 6-episode series.
So the premise of the show is they're moving into John Cena's house. Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella are moving there to help Nikki with her recovery, and I believe her brother and his fiance and her parents move there as well. I'm not 100% sure of that one.
I think it's definitely Brie and Daniel. I know the brother and his fiance slash wife are going to be there at least for the surgery. And I know Mama Bella is there for a short time, and Mama Bella's betrothed are there too. So it's the whole Bella family moving in with John Cena.
People power, everyone. People power.
People power, yes. The people power is coming to the Cena mansion, and oh my goodness, that's a house full.
One of the main things on the upcoming season is you have to deal with the rules of John Cena. And he has many, many rules, and I believe that's the first episode where we learn all about the Cena rules. And we've discussed it on the Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, at RockRadioShow.com before. But it's sort of like, now they gotta get used to the rules of John Cena lays down. And I saw a clip where they're all getting ready, and one of the rules for in John Cena's house is a shoe rule, right? Not to wear shoes in the house.
Oh, he and I would get along on that. He and I would get along so well on that.
So there's a clip that's floating around of them all getting ready, and you see Daniel Bryan and Brie, they're ready to go, but they're not wearing any shoes, because the rule in Cena's house is not to wear any shoes.
Hey, they're respecting the rules.
So it's going to be a very interesting season going forward.
I have a funny feeling there's going to be some sarcasm involving these rules, and when I say some, I mean a lot.
I have a feeling the hippies are not going to play well with the rules.
No, I get that hunch from Brie, too. Just a thought.
The rules are going to sort of play a big factor in it, and I don't blame them for that.
I don't blame them, but I'm excited for this.
Yeah, we'll talk about with the Bellas here in a bit. They mentioned that the wedding takes place.
We know it's not Brie and Daniel.
No.
We know it's not them, unless they decided to do again, which would just be
No, it's either the parent or
Mama Bella,
or the fiance, the brother and the fiance.
I'm fine with either. Bella weddings seem to be fun. I want to go to one.
Let's go. Let's find out when the next one is. Let's go. You know what? We'll make a plan. We're gonna crash John Cena and Nikki Bella's wedding.
I'm in. I'm so in.
If it ever takes place.
If it ever takes place. But I'm so in.
There you go, everybody. The Rock's gonna crash the Cena Nikki wedding.
It's on, man. It's on.
In 2030, it'll happen.
Don't be mean.
Am I being mean or am I being truthful?
Yes. But you know what? It's okay if it never happens, because Nikki and John are fine as they are, according to them.
According to them, yes.
Everybody else in the universe wants them to get married, but they're cool as they are, and I respect that. But, you know, if he wants to do the thing, that would make her, like, super happy. And I think it would make everybody else super happy, too. So, you know, John, get on that. Can't see it, but there's, like, hand gestures right now. No. Thumbs up, pointing. Yeah. Do the thing. Just do the thing, dude. I want to see her in a wedding dress. I want to see her wedding, because it would be amazing.
So, we know she likes to not wear a lot of clothing a lot of times, but for a wedding dress, will she wear a lot of clothing or very little?
You know, honestly, I can see her pulling off one of those, like, Panina Tournée see-through gown kind of things.
Okay.
I can see her doing that and looking really, really good in it and it being really classy. Or just doing one of the illusion gowns. I don't quite know what to call them, but it's, like, it's pretty much all see-through except for the bits that don't need to be showing.
Okay. You're talking to a guy who knows nothing about wedding dresses, so, you know.
The ladies out there know what I'm talking about, so don't worry. But I can see her pulling that off. She would do a mermaid.
Okay, I do know what that is.
She would do a mermaid or a fit and flare. More than likely a mermaid, because she's got the backside to do a mermaid really, really nicely. But yeah, that's kind of what I see the Nikki getting married in. And she would probably have two dresses. She would be the one to have two.
Just like Lana.
No, Lana had like 14.
Yeah.
When you count everything that Lana wore on TV leading up to her wedding and after her wedding, she had like 14 different wedding dresses.
That's a valid point. Very valid point.
I mean, it's a little insane. I mean, go Lana for milking it. It's your thing, but damn. But yeah, Nikki, at least two dresses. One of them at least see-through.
Because that's a Nikki Bella trademark.
Because that's a Nikki Bella trademark, and she'd look amazing in it.
So yeah, that's the preview for the upcoming season of Total Bellas. We will have every single episode recapped on the Rack Extra Total Bellas, available most likely on Thursday afternoons, right here at Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. But I think we've wasted enough time. We go to break, come back, we talk to Nikki and Bree.
I say we talk to Nikki and Bree, so everybody stay tuned. This is the Rack Extra, Total Bellas, and when we come back, Nikki and Bree Bella. You don't want to miss it.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You're engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo!
free!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
And welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Well, we promised them after the break, and they are here. We are super excited because joining us right now are the stars of Total Bellas, which debuts on October 5th on E! Nikki and Bree, the Bella Twins, welcome to the show. How are you girls doing today?
I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having us.
I have to tell you, you guys are the highlight of my day. I've been waiting all day for this.
Oh, that means so much. Thank you. You are a great ending to our days. We appreciate that.
That's awesome. I was going to say, you guys have had to have had a busy day.
Yes. Very busy, but so much fun. Like, New York City is just the best place to be in.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Go for a scrumptious dinner after this. Hang out. It'll be fun.
Yes. I have a beautiful man named John waiting in my hotel room ready to take me to dinner. I can't wait. Am I allowed to say vomit?
You're allowed to say whatever you want. So we won't, I won't keep you, I promise, because I know you want to get to dinner. So, because I just kind of want to ask you about the show, because I know I'm super excited about it. Our listeners are super excited about it. We followed you guys on Total Divas ever since it started. And now you have this brand new show called Total Bellas. Can you kind of give us some sneak peeks about it?
Definitely. One, we're so excited for Total Bellas, October 5th at 8 p.m. only on E! And I have to say, like, some of the best things about the show, it's a very, very compelling season. Don't get me wrong, you have a lot of fun and funny moments, but it's really crazy what the cameras captured within those six episodes. Me going through my neck surgery, Brian retiring, Brie on the road to retirement because she wants to be a mother, John rehabbing his shoulder, my mom getting married for the third time, but they say third time's the charm. And stuff coming out with my brother of his lack of passion in my mom's company. And this all happens under mine and John's roof. And so I have to say, just from the wedding stuff and Brian's meltdown, there's so many things to see within these six episodes. It's unreal.
Oh, God, it sounds like it. I hope the meltdown wasn't too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad, but I think it was pretty bad. It was a situation I think a lot of people can relate to, because I feel like at one point in all our lives, we get something so dear to us taken away, and you never teach yourself how to be ready for something like that. You just can't. And I feel like when people see Brian, they're really going to just understand and root for him and be like, wow, I'm not alone in this.
Right. Yeah. So... And I mean, has that been difficult to kind of transition him back? Because I know he left and he kind of had to get himself straight, and you left to be with him, and now he's back. He did the CWC and now he's doing SmackDown. Has that been easy for you guys, or has that been kind of difficult?
No, it's been great. And, you know, the great thing about it is Brian is so happy. He loves being the GM of SmackDown. He loves hosting Talking Smack on the WWE Network. He loved working with all the cruiserweights on CWC. He honestly, he's on cloud nine. And for, you know, being his wife and his best friend, I'm just so happy to see how great he's doing, you know, because you don't know how long it'll take. You don't know the next happy day. And I think the best thing for him was becoming the SmackDown GM. I just think that's done wonders to Brian.
It seems like it. He seems super happy, and I know, Nikki, you're super happy to be back as well. You've recovered from your neck surgery. You're back on the roster. You're part of the Women's Revolution again. I mean, that's got to be awesome for you.
Oh, my goodness. I truly feel like I'm the living Wonder Woman. It's been a surreal, crazy journey, but one that I'm so grateful for because it's given me such an inner strength that I never realized that I have. And I've truly have had the best support system around me. Bree, Brian, of course, John, my mom, my brother. And you get to see that on Total Bellas, which is so cool. They really were my support system. Yes, we definitely had our ups and downs, and there were some very tough moments. Brian and I got into our first fight. And that was crazy because I didn't realize that you fought with brother or sister-in-laws like that, but I guess you do. We're very different people, but at the end of the day, we love each other, but it's just been amazing to be back and to be on SmackDown Live with John and Brian.
And I mean, I imagine that, you know, those fights happen when you guys all just moved in together, because based on the previews, it's like everybody just sort of descends on yours and John's house to help you with your neck surgery, which is awesome that your whole family came. But, like, that had to be the adjustment for you.
A major adjustment. It was not easy. Well, it wasn't what I imagined it to be. This is Bree. I think it was a bigger adjustment for the hippie. And I think it was an even bigger adjustment for my mom and my brother, just because they didn't realize the chaos they were walking into. But I think for everyone, we all, like, kind of after the first couple days were like, whoa, what did we get ourselves into? Yeah, but you know, when I'm at home, it's crazy. I walk around and I see the empty bedrooms and walk through the hallways, and I miss it too. I miss having my family around. And you'll see it when you watch Total Bellas, you'll see the very special moments and the hard ones, but there's moments that I miss them. I'm like, oh, well, I got so annoyed with them, but man, I miss them.
But you have your puppy, so that helps.
Yeah, I know. That Winston honestly changes the game for me. He's the most loving, amazing thing in my life.
But this is like, Bree. Winston is actually now living with Brian and I. He's back on the road.
Temporary.
Yeah. But because she's on the road and I'm off, I'm watching both pups, which is the highlight of my day when my whole family's at SmackDown Live.
Well, but you see, Josie now has a sibling, so there's that. So, you know, there's somebody to keep Josie something. But Bree, what have you been up to since you left WWE?
Well, you know, a lot of baby making and also working on Birdie Bee. You know, working on Birdie Bee for myself, I went into an industry I wasn't educated on, and I thought, hey, yeah, let's do this. Awesome. And I really had to educate myself in the fashion world with undergarments and fabrics and learning their language. But it's been really great. And, you know, I've just been enjoying life and taking the opportunities of hanging out with my family and my friends and doing things that I didn't get to do when I was always on the road.
Oh yeah, you know, go to your favorite hangouts and just you know, see your family, because I can't imagine living your life. You know, I have that boring every day 9 to 5, go to work, come home kind of job, so I can't imagine going all over the world and doing what you guys do and just having that life. And you know, I think it's glamorized a lot, but it's got to be really hard too.
This is Bree. It definitely gets hard, but there's so many great perks, so it, you know, makes all the hard times worth it. But yeah, I mean, it's not too glamorous when you're driving, you know, 3 to 5 hours a night to a different town for a show. Or, you know, when Nikki last night, she didn't get in till 3 a.m. and we're up at, you know, 6 a.m. So there's definitely those moments, but there's so many great perks that it's just like, you know, it's all worth it.
So how is Birdie Bee going?
Birdie Bee's going really well. Bree and I are kind of taking it in a different direction. We are taking it in our own hands. So we're not going to have products for a little bit longer, but we're just so excited. We have these videos coming out. We're really trying to build our community of women empowerment, of educating on feminine health. But the next year is going to be really, really amazing for Birdie Bee. There's a lot of amazing things we've been working on, and we're just so excited to share with the world. I'll admit, the one thing I've had to learn on starting my own company is having patience. I like to get things done, and so I always forget, like, oh wait, they're all working on a bunch of other things, because I just expect everyone, you know, to get it done all quick. So patience has definitely been something I've had to work on through all of this, but I'm just
I'm just so excited to eventually share our panties with the world, to share our feminine health products, and just to really get Britty B out there.
That sounds amazing. I know when I saw it on Total Divas and you guys talking about it, I think it was at the end of last season, it seemed really exciting just because, you know, it's like you're kind of taking the Toms concept and you're moving forward with it.
Definitely.
You know, where it's you're doing something good for everybody. And I have to applaud you for that because, like, so many people, they don't do that. You know, they just kind of take their fame and they're selfish about it and they just take the money. But you guys, you're really trying to help somebody. So I really have to say thank you and applaud you for that because that's just amazing.
Thank you. That means Nicole and I are really big on, you know, actions speak louder than words. And people all day could sit there and say, oh, we help inspire women or we do this and that. But you really got to show the actions. And we believe that. And that's what we're going to do with Birdie B.
And it seems like you've also applied that passion to the women's division in WWE, too. Where you guys have helped, you know, to be a part. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say that has been in the last decade our number one priority for it to get to exactly where it went to at WrestleMania 32. And, you know, that kind of passion, it's the blood, sweat, and tears. And, you know, at the end of the day, you'll go through obstacles, but with passion, you will be successful and you will accomplish whatever your dreams are.
Yeah. And Brie, what was it like for you to have your final match at WrestleMania 32?
It was really bittersweet. It was an amazing moment, a moment I'll always remember, especially a historic night for women. But it was a historic night for women where here's the start of something so great. And I'm like, wait, this is my ending? it was very bittersweet. It was very sad, but it was, such an honor and so surreal, the spot I was given. And it was a great.
As you've kind of transitioned away, and Nikki, I know you've been away, but now you're back. Is there anybody that you guys have kind of kept your eye on in the last year? Anybody that you're maybe hoping will pick up that banner and carry it forward for you guys?
Yeah, you know, being back on SmackDown Live, I'm very excited for the SmackDown Women's Division. There's such new, exciting talent from Becky Lynch to Alexa Bliss to Carmella. I'm very excited to see what these girls are going to do moving forward. Becky Lynch right now being our SmackDown Women's Champion, I think that was so well deserved. And I'm just excited to see how she's going to carry our division and be the face of it. Don't get me wrong, I still have my eye on the prize. And I would definitely love to get into a storyline with Becky and really fight for that title. And hopefully one day we can. But I'm very excited for the women's division on the blue side. There's so much potential. And I just can't wait to see where it's at in a year and then beyond.
I was going to say, because you hold that record of being the longest reigning Divas champion ever, you got to set the record for the women's title now.
I agree. You and I, we think alike.
I know, I was excited to see you come back. It was like, yay, Nikki's back.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. It was very, very exciting.
Because I know just for me personally too, and I don't mean to gush over you guys, but just for me personally to see the women's division come back, you know, as a female fan to watch that happen has just been so wonderful to me because it's like, yay, you know, the women are finally getting their due.
So sweet of you, and we agree with you so much on that. And thank you for supporting that. It's nice when you have other women say that and support you.
Yeah, because I feel like there's this huge misnomer that, you know, women are all catty and we all hate each other, and that's not true.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%.
It's like we can do so much more if we just support each other.
Yes, and that's like what we were doing with Birdie B and building that community. We just want it to be a bunch of women and girls that support each other.
And that's amazing. I love that. So I'm curious to know, in that revolution, was it difficult to, like, what was the hardest thing to overcome in that whole, well, you guys are just divas, or you're just, you know, you're off to the side? What was the hardest thing to overcome in that?
I think because you put a certain pressure on yourself that you have to deliver every week, that you're expected to do certain things, and you can't ever have that moment of falling because then they're like, oh, this is why there shouldn't be a revolution. So I think that was the hardest, was the pressure you put on yourself every week to give an amazing performance. And it started to become fun once you can put that pressure away, but it's kind of like what we're doing on the SmackDown Women's Division. We, at our last pay-per-view, we brought the Women's Division up to a certain level, and we want to keep going. So you just continue to put this pressure on yourself to succeed and do everything expected. So I'd say that's the hardest part. I agree with Nicole.
I can understand that, and yeah. I respect that. So, ladies, I know you're busy, and I don't want to hold you up, so I have one final question for you, and it's our stock standard question that I ask everybody because I have to know, with your lives, and you're so busy with, you know, your reality shows and wrestling and everything, what do you guys like to do on just a day off where you have nothing to do?
Oh, well, I love to go on a date night with John. I like to get my like, ultimate day would be to have a massage.
Oh, yeah.
And then get dressed up, go on a nice dinner date with John, and have some fine wine.
So this is Bree. Mine would definitely be like a really nice hike in the morning. Oh, I love a massage. And then go get some pizza. And then, you know, for myself, some wine would be my night.
That sounds fun. That sounds like a lot of fun on both sides. I'd be down for either of those.
No.
especially the massage part. The massage part sounds wonderful.
Yes. Massages are the best. They're the best ever.
Massage and a facial. So, ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
It was so nice to meet you.
It was so nice to meet you, too. Once again, a huge thank you to Bree and Nikki. Best of luck with your new show. Everybody, don't forget to check out Total Bellas Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern on E, but I say that does it for us. What do you think?
That does it for us here on the Back Extra Total Bellas. We'll be back again Thursday afternoon with the recap of episode 1, and we'll be live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, with the Rack covering all the news you can possibly handle. You can follow us on Twitter at Rack Radio Show, Facebook.com/Rack Radio Show, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show. Make sure you've subscribed. You can subscribe to iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play to get the podcast anytime. Search Rack Radio Show. I'm at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay's at Lynn's Ward. Check us out here every Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern.
So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.